A robot entered a damaged reactor at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant this week to take pictures of the reactor destroyed by an earthquake and tsunami in 2011. The robot, nicknamed the Little Sunfish, is very small, about the size of a loaf of bread. It has lights, 5 propellers, and 2 cameras, among other data collection tools. Toshiba Corporation, the electronics and energy company, and the International Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, a government-funded group, developed the Little Sunfish. 4 operators control the Little Sunfish from afar. It is designed to tolerate radiation of up to 200 sieverts, a level that can kill humans instantly. Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, is the plant's operator. TEPCO spokesman Takahiro Kimoto praised the robot's work, saying it took pictures of the underwater damage that had not been previously seen. However, the pictures showed no sign of the melted nuclear fuel that researchers hope to find, he said. Robots are a key part of the plan to decommission the damaged plant. However, high levels of radiation and damage have stopped robots from doing their work in the past. In previous tests, 2 robots became stuck inside 2 of the plant's other reactors. A scorpion-shaped robot failed inside the plant's Unit 2 reactor. A snake-shaped robot, designed to clear debris for the scorpion probe, was removed after 2 hours when its cameras failed. The cameras failed because radiation levels were 5 times higher than anticipated. Kimoto said the Little Sunfish showed that the Unit 3 reactor chamber was clearly more severely damaged than Unit 2, which was explored by the Scorpion probe. Scientists need to know the melted fuel's exact location and understand the damage in each of the 3 wrecked reactors. This information will help them to decide on the safest and most efficient ways to remove the fuel. Japanese officials say they want to decide on methods for removing the melted nuclear fuel this summer. They hope to start the removal work in 2021. I'm John Russell.